The Trovan Victims Forum, representing all victims, has gone back to an Abuja court to demand for compensation over an alleged illegal testing of a drug which resulted in the death of several children. The Trovan victims had agreed to settle out of court 2 years ago when Pfizer agreed to pay $75 million compensation. But till date, only six of the 200 victims have been compensated.
They maneuvered in London. Let me just take you back. They maneuvered and tried to bribe us with $10 million so that they come and pay $10,000 for each. I refused.
According to the victims, a controversial DNA test was introduced by Pfizer, which excluded many of the victims. At this new hearing, Pfizer described this new legal action by the victims as groundless because it has already settled their claims on mutually agreeable terms.
We are surprised that they came back to court, and that's why we are contending that this matter is nothing but a gross abuse of court process, and we are asking the court to dismiss the entire suit.
Pfizer was sued after 11 children died in a clinical trial when the northern state of Kano was hit by Africa's worst ever meningitis epidemic in 1996. 100 children were given an experimental oral antibiotic called Trovan, while a further 100 received ceftriaxone. 5 children died on Trovan and 6 on ceftriaxone. Later, it was claimed that Pfizer did not have proper consent from parents to use an experimental drug on their children. Legal action filed against the company alleged that some of the victims received a lower dose than recommended. This left many children with brain damage, paralysis, and slurred speech. Anjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.